Thank you very much.
Kim, could you tell us how stroke affected you?
I woke up one morning in 2018 and not like any normal morning. Watched the news in bed, and then as I got out of bed and went to raise the remote to turn the TV off, my arm dropped, the remote dropped, and I just sort of had no control of the right side of my body. I sort of sat on the bed and kind of did actually think, am I having a stroke? I'd seen ads before on the TV. I got up and looked in the mirror, and the right side of my face was drooping. I still sort of couldn't control my arm and realised that I was having a stroke.
Wow. At that stage, there was no pain?
No pain. No, I just felt very weird, and I was trying to move my arm and thinking, wow, what is going on? Initially, I thought, gee, I'm really tired this morning, and then realised, no, I think something is not right. Stood up, looked in the mirror, and the right side of my face was drooping, and that's when I sort of clicked that I was having a stroke.
So what did you do at that point? It's quite a scary realisation, I imagine.
Yeah. It was scary, and I kind of, in my head at that time, I thought, okay, you've had a stroke. My husband was working away, so I was just home with my two children who were 15 and under. And I thought, oh, I might have a shower, see how I feel, and then, you know, go from there. But every time I got up and tried to walk, I just didn't feel good at all. At that stage, I thought, I will try and wake my son, who was 15 at the time, and just let him know I'm not feeling well in case I collapsed in the shower or something. Shook him to wake him up, and as I went to speak to him, realised that I couldn't speak. And that's when I realised things were pretty serious.
Wow, that's terrifying is the word that comes to my mind. And so from there, obviously, I guess an ambulance called and off you went.
Absolutely. I was very lucky. My 15-year-old son is interested in first aid and things like that. And he got out of bed and sort of walked me backwards. And as soon as he saw my face drooping in the light, he realised he knew I was having a stroke as well and rang 000 and said, Mum's having a stroke. Laid me down on the couch and waited there for the ambulance to arrive.
Kim, I'm proving I'm no gentleman, but what age were you when this happened?
48.
Wow. No previous existing issues or anything that could have contributed towards it?
At that stage, I was unaware of any health issues at all. I'd lived a totally normal life till that stage. After the stroke, with the numerous tests and everything that were completed, I did find out that I had a hole in the heart and a blood clot had got through there to my brain.
Goodness.
How did you come back after that? Are you back to relative normality, or are you still suffering from it?
I was extremely lucky because I got to Bendigo Hospital very quickly and some amazing, I guess, medical things that they've got there with telehealth and everything. I was very quickly on a telehealth episode with neurologists in Melbourne, and they'd seen MRI scans and everything that had been taken as soon as I got to hospital. They saw the blood clot on the brain and knew I'd had a stroke very quickly, and it was decided to thrombolise me, which is, well, at the time, I guess I was told almost like a Drano kind of for your blood, just thins your blood down right through, and that actually, the clot disappeared. And I was extremely lucky, but within an hour and a half, I was sitting back in hospital speaking, communicating, and pretty much back to normal.
Wow. You know, a couple of things from when we spoke yesterday to Ambulance Victoria about strokes being part of Stroke Week is that, A, this acronym FAST, which obviously happened in your case. And
absolutely.
Gee, you were blessed with your son. That's incredible that, you know, he obviously just had the wherewithal to understand and not panic. I'm getting very emotional.
He's a very emotional man. Now, Kim, what strikes me is that you thought about having a shower and continuing.
I did, and I knew, yeah, to me, it's very stupid now when I think about it too. But at that time, I guess, I just sort of thought, oh, yeah, I've had a stroke. I guess what's done's done. There's probably not much I can do about it. Like, I'll have a shower or, you know, probably head into the doctors later today. But that was obviously really, really silly. And until I realised I couldn't speak, I could even pick up a pen and have it in my hand. I was trying to communicate with my son what time it had happened. I could pick up the pen. I could hold the pen to the paper. I couldn't get it to move. Like, until I realised I couldn't speak, I probably didn't realise how serious it was.
Yeah.
But I was, yeah, as much as it happened, I was very, very lucky with the outcome and that everything fell into place from there. And just, I guess, everyone from there, from the paramedics to the doctors to, it all fell into place and I was very, very lucky. I had the best possible outcome.
Yeah. Well, it is absolutely wonderful that we're able to talk to you this morning, Kim, with an outcome like that. And again, to reiterate for everybody, just to be so very aware, because it's not an old person's situation. It can happen to anyone. And we really appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, no worries at all. Thanks very much.